Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Pam Danziger is our guest. She's our good friend, a longtime 8-year Brain Trust member. She's the president of Unity Marketing. She's the author of Putting the Lux Back in Luxury, among her many books. And also, Let Them Eat Cake, as I remember, was another one of her books. She's one of our top retail experts in the Brain Trust, especially on the high end, and she's our good friend Pam Danziger. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
It's good to have you back.
Yeah, it's great to be back.
You had some fun on CNBC a few months ago. I saw you do it. I saw the program. You were on CNBC taking Carl Quintanilla on a tour of Costco, weren't you?
Yes, it was fun. They gave me a call because they wanted someone to kind of go, you know, take him through the store and sort of point out all the kind of
tricks. You hated that too, didn't you? Hanging out with Carl Quintanilla, you hated that.
It was nice. You know, he has twin baby girls, yep. And so it was fun to talk to him.
Yep.
But we had a really good time. We spent a lot of time in the Costco store. I mean, I was disappointed because there wasn't a whole lot of airtime of me, but, you know, he picked up a whole lot of my talking points.
I agree with you. They should have kept your face on there a lot more. I like your face better than his, but why did they contact you? What do they want to know from you?
Well, I mean, they really wanted to understand, you know, just the inside the mind of Costco and why they did the things that they did. And, you know, the thing that I sort of, you know, you stress about Costco, and I think what we need to learn about from Costco, is that they are a discounter that is designed for people who do not need discounts. Because Costco has slated and found their ideal customer are more affluent people in any community.
And is that how they differentiate from Sam's Club?
Oh, exactly. I mean, they really are there to serve affluent people. And you know, just to talk to that point, when we were in Costco, so many people, and most of them were men, came up to Carl, wanted to shake his hand because they watch him on the news on CNBC because they're investors, because they're in business, because they have money on the line.
Right.
And these are people who understand that when you go into a store, you go into a mall, I mean, you're paying for the marble on the floor, and you're paying for the fancy lights, and you're paying for all this stuff.
Right.
And that's one of the things that Costco has, you know, knows, that you
they
as
got,
a small
business.
They got
business, polished concrete, don't they?
Yeah, right, exactly. I mean, and you walk in there, and it's stripped down, dumbed down retailing, and you know you're not paying extra for all the stuff that you really don't need. And, you know, I think many other kind of consumers may not be or are not as aware of sort of all the operational costs that go into running a business, and will pay, you know, will pay for those luxuries in the price of goods.
But the truth is that some scenarios you can't get away with that, right? I mean that's not a model about you that you should go austere with your surroundings. It's a model. It's just that if that's your model, you've got to stick with that. I mean, you can't. Every business can't do that, right?
No, that's right. I mean, well, you know, that's the thing. Was like, we can't copy Costco. We're small businesses. I mean, we can't build these huge buildings.
And we certainly don't need to be getting in the price war.
No, and we can't get in a price war with them, and there's a lot we can't do that Costco does. But what we can learn from Costco, and what I'm kind of becoming really aware of for small business in particular, is that we can learn how they, you know, we can learn from them in terms of how they're doing things. And if you look at Costco, you look at all the big companies, big businesses spend a lot of money and invest a lot of time and a lot of brain trust, using your word, in planning, figuring out where they are, where they want to go, and how they're going to get there. And when I talk to small businesses about the concept of strategic planning, or in my case, because I don't like to get into operations, I talk about strategic marketing planning, I mean, they look at me cross-eyed. It's like, I don't have the luxury of planning.
Right.
And that's, you don't have the luxury to not plan.
That's exactly right.
And that's really sort of, I want to kind of, you know, bring a perspective, a plan, you know, a broader perspective to smaller businesses to help them understand that strategic market planning is critical.
Well, they have found the niche. As big as Costco is, as successful as they are, as unique as they are, the point is they have found a niche that they can operate in. And that's what small business owners need to learn from them, not to be a discounter, not to take the carpet up, not to, you know, not paint the walls, but to find the niche where your operation, your level of capital, your level of capability, the capability of your organization, find the little cubby hole in the marketplace where you can do well and stick with that. What do you think?
Oh, I think you're absolutely right. And that's, you know, I think that's what kind of small businesses get trapped on. They think that by, I mean, essentially dumbing down their offerings, you know, you can't be all things to everything, and Costco knows this. They've dumbed down retailing, and I think small businesses need to learn how to dumb down what they're doing and really focus on where they bring real value.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes for all kinds of businesses. My sister has a business. She just went to a big conference to learn about QuickBooks. She does all this kind of bookkeeping operations. Well, my sister can offer this bookkeeping operational back, you know, stuff to all kinds of small businesses throughout our community. Well, my sister also happens to be a landscaper and ran a landscaping business with her husband, who does home repairs as well. And my comment to Jan, my sister Jan, is don't offer this to everybody. Go after people who are in the landscaping and home business, because you really understand that side
of
business.
That's your niche.
Exactly.
Yep.
And, you know, she's it's scary to her. I'm telling you, it's scary.
Well, as big as Costco is, they still don't try to be all things to all people.
Oh, absolutely not. And they dumb down retailing.
And that's the lesson for small business, isn't it?
It sure is.
You got to find the people, and the beauty of it is, Pam, is that we don't have to try to conquer the world. Just find the people who like our niche and stick with that. Pam, give us your website, please.
Oh, unitymarketingonline.com.
And the book is called Putting the Lux Back in Luxury. Pam Danziger and I will be right back. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.